Hello, hello, and welcome to The Slab. Woo! Today is the very special episode, just like plugged last week. We are in Tarot Tattoo, and I am getting a tattoo during this fucking podcast. It is awesome. I'm DJ, your host. Today's topic is about feminism and how it affected horror movies. And to my left is...
Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Chris over here.
Hi, I'm Maria Blair.
Yes, and Blair's the owner of Tarot Tattoo, and she's over here, and she's so nice to actually give me a tattoo while doing this, and I appreciate it, believe it or not. Like, I appreciate it so much. You may think that, but I was legitimately freaking out, like, all day. I was like, I have to be a good person. I can't show my fucked up side. And I'm like, I was such a mess. Like, when they showed up, I'm, like, wide-eyed, like, I'm pale-skinned, I haven't had meds in 3 days, I'm, like, shaky, I'm, like, I was just freaking out.
Nobody's ever died in my tattoo studio.
Well, there's a first for everything.
Well, if it happened, I got a big parking lot out back. Like, he was there since this morning, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know, officer.
Are you ready to get started?
I'm absolutely ready.
All right, let's talk about feminism and horror.
Absolutely. God, you're such a good interviewee.
Yeah.
Now, and that hurts. I'm kidding.
It doesn't hurt at all.
I said, I am not a killer. So.
No, you're fine.
Don't push me.
So, the first question is that, where do you think, like, what is the first movie that you think had the female lead and that was the beginning of all this? Like, what is the root of this?
Now, I'm probably going to be wrong because my...
Oh, no, this is completely opinionated-based.
Okay, completely opinionated.
Yeah.
My concept of, like, the first big-budget, heavy-hitting, female-led horror film has got to be Alien.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Ridley Scott's
Alien.
Thank you!
I love Alien. That is the entire
Sigourney
story.
Weaver kicked ass!
Yeah, and you know what? That never would have happened if everybody in that fucking ship would have just listened to her.
Yeah.
Let's follow protocol.
Yeah, let's not, you know, let's not get face fucked, all
right?
Right?
And they're like, fuck you, you're dumb. You're don't a know anything.
Dumb girl.
Yeah.
Dumb girl do dumb things.
And you know why I love Alien? The cat survives.
The my cat favorite. Did survive.
Okay, so in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, but thank you for that. Like, that's absolutely amazing. My opinion has to be Friday the 13th.
See, I'm not as familiar with the Friday the 13th.
The first one, Pamela Voorhees was the killer.
Yeah.
Where have you seen a female slasher since then?
Sleepaway
I mean, before
camp.
Then. Oh, come on. Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, technically, no.
Technically, no. Technically, Sleepaway Camp is a male killer,
but
society views them as a female.
Exactly.
And what's the difference?
Yeah. So. What about you, Josh?
Well, I have a thing for Scream Queens, so Halloween.
No.
Yeah.
My coworker Sydney was named after Sydney from Scream.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. But Laurie Strode, very, very, that is interesting. Now, I am interested why you would think that.
Honestly, with that movie, Jamie Lee Curtis has the whole innocent girl going on. And when it comes to horror movies, it's like if you have sex or if you show your boobs in a horror movie, it's like you're marked for death instantly in the movie world.
Yeah, so she was like the virgin in it.
She was the virgin.
She was like peak first final girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. You can't say final girl without thinking about Laurie Strode.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's always the first person that comes in your mind is Laurie Strode, fucking the original Scream Queen, the original final girl. I wouldn't say original, but she is definitely most known for it.
Oh, definitely.
And Halloween, that's one, but Prom Night.
Nice.
See, okay. I've not heard okay. Prom Night.
Prom Night is another one of her movies.
Okay. Now, full disclosure, I am not very well versed on 80s horror films.
No, you're fine. No, absolutely.
I watch a lot of foreign horror films, a lot of the martyrs, your Japanese like
no,
horror
that's
horror
shows. No, absolutely. No, then, we dig on that.
Do you have Shudder?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
But, I like how we don't even shout out Shudder. Chris just like, do you got it? Do you want it?
You need it right
if
now.
You don't have Shudder, please get
like,
Shudder.
Turn it on right now. I'll sign up. Here's my card.
But a lot of the reason that I don't resonate so much with the 80s slasher films is because a lot of it is so anti-feminist.
It really is.
Agreed.
There's so much violence towards women. There's
oh, yeah.
Just like, I think it was Jason who beat a woman in a sleeping bag against a tree?
Yes.
Yeah. That was horrific.
Yeah, that was terrible. But it, to be fair, like, in the eyes of Jason, I don't think he gave a shit if you were... Just to be fair. Freddie, on the other hand, I can't argue that he was sexist. I can't argue that.
Yeah. The eyes of the audience, definitely it mattered that that was a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, for me, I was just like...
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say it was a different time, because... Like, yeah, I understand that the 80s was almost 50 years ago, and I get that.
Horrific. Don't ever say that to me again.
I know. I just now noticed that bat hanging from your ceiling, and that is so cool.
That is an Indiana bat.
God, I love it in here. I swear to God.
Hey, I have a big budget for interior design.
I have a, hey, you're a friend of mine. Please paint my walls.
We do that from time to time as well. I part of me thinks that we bought just a bigger tattoo studio so my husband could
decorate.
No, so that all the dead shit I've got in the freezer could find someplace else to be.
Oh, nice.
Because he is sick to death of digging around in there for pork chops and then finding like a fucking possum.
He's looking for pork chops and he finds an actual pork chop.
A possum chop. Hey,
and I'm
look
like,
at that.
Look, you wanted a Goblin Goth GF. This is what it comes with.
You asked for this. Yeah.
I'm the problem that you specifically ordered.
My bookshelf is currently filled with nothing but random shit inside of jars because of my wife.
So, Chris, what about you? What was the OG beginning to the rise of the feminist movement in horror movies?
For me, I would have to say the 76 version of Carrie.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, the original. Yeah, Carrie. We did talk about that. Yeah, Sissy Spacek. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's not necessarily like the female heroine.
Overtly feminist, but she is trying to leave essentially a religious patriarchal system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, within the first half hour, you see her mom beating her, locking her in a closet. And
there's a lot to be said for that.
Right off the bat, woman on woman, all that, like you said,
I think
definitely.
It's a really good conversation because it is about a woman who upholds the patriarchy and the religious structure.
And then you have
versus a woman who
the
she's
rebellious.
Exerting it on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot about conservative women also keeping each other down.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
I'm so glad you're so smart in this. Because, like, I'm sorry, y'all, but that edible is kicking in. So it's like, and I'm, like, following everything super intently.
I would like it to be known for the record. I do not tattoo under the influence
of anything. No. We actually did discuss that before coming into that. I made the joke. Like, if you ate one of my brownies, we're like, we're going to have to reschedule the tattoo.
Yeah, you'd end up with something on your face, Mike Tyson style.
Hey, now.
I wouldn't mind having something on my face.
I mean, I'll be over there in a second, Daddy.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't have tribal on my face, but I mean, I got something on my face now.
Well, okay, so one of my favorite feminist horror films is Antichrist.
Yes.
Yes, I think that deals a lot with the nature of women, how women are perceived by others, and how it reflects in on themselves. You can be driven crazy by other people's perceptions of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so. Since we're on the topic of favorites, I'll be the ninth guy and go next. My favorite has to be 12-Hour Shift.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay.
I do like that movie.
12-Hour Shift is all about a nurse that has a... She has a... have you ever seen the movie May?
Yes.
Her.
I love
she's
May.
She's the main character.
Really? Actress?
Yes, that actress.
Oh, I love her.
I do, too.
She's
I can't
so
remember
pretty.
Her fucking name, though.
We'll just call her Amelie, because for some reason that's what my brain
says. And so she's the antagonist or protagonist in this. And she sells...
Seashells.
I already said it before anybody else did. And she illegally sells organs to her cousin, to an organ trafficker.
Oh.
Well, her cousin is a ditzy bimbo blonde. This is all
not
set in
who
the
you
90s.
Do crimes with.
Yeah, exactly. And so she ended up losing a kidney.
Her own or someone else's?
Somebody else's.
Ooh, that's even worse.
And so she is a night nurse at this hospital, and she's selling organs to
children.
No, I wish. No, to supplement her her drug addiction.
Oh.
She has a pain pill addiction. It was made by David Arquette's wife. And she flat out said, I did not want her to be above anybody else. Because she goes, I'm so tired of seeing women put up on pedestals in movies and as those they do not have a flaw. She is a very flawed character, and she has a very moral gray compass, much like most of us do. I'm like, that's equality in its fucking finest to me.
That's all good and well, but I would like the record to reflect that I like my pedestal.
And once again, these are all opinionated, so, you know.
No, I'm a total house cat. Please don't make me go outside.
But that's what I liked about it. I was like, it's a human being watching another human being.
Right.
It's like, I like the realism behind it. And, of course, I'm also a slut for certain things, and David Arquette is the, like, bad guy in the hospital.
So you're a slut for David Arquette?
I am.
Okay.
My God.
Hey, I got a thing for Culkins.
That's fine, no.
Oh, I do. They look so sad. I want to bully them. I'm just like, oh, look at you. You look like you. I'm going to simp you, you little piece of shit.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I'm going to fuck you up worse than Seth Green did.
I heard you were home alone. I'm on my way.
All right.
You're going to booby trap me out of this house.
All right, Josh, what about yourself?
I got to collect my thoughts. That was fucking funny.
I did have somebody once tell me in here that I was too funny to strip, and I took that very personally because I think they were wrong.
What about stand-up comedy stripping?
Look, think about it. Stripping with, like, a rubber chicken? Hilarious. Waka waka, folks. I'm here till Thursday.
Like,
look, I can make them spin in different directions. Come on. People would pay for that.
Just do it on fucking OnlyFans, I'm sure.
You can subscribe to my content.
Hey, we can
if you legit have an OnlyFans, I will
plug
you.
That.
How did you not know? Baby, I'm in the top 15% worldwide. That's a fact.
Really?
Yeah, follow me at Inky Laminx.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Yeah, you didn't know that I was did being 100%
know. I didn't
serious?
Know that, no.
Baby, pussy built this house.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's how I bought these floors. I wrung out every man within a 50-mile fucking radius. So here's the thing. I only advertise my OnlyFans on my Instagram and on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to advertise it anywhere else.
Oh, my God.
All my
okay,
subs
so.
Are local.
All right.
And some of y'all use your full Christian name, and I want you to know that I can see that shit.
Oh, it got real.
I'm just saying, you'd really hate for your wife to find out.
Okay, straight up, my fiance would subscribe to your OnlyFans just to do it. Not going to lie.
I help lots of girls get their OnlyFans going.
Man, now I'm sitting in this fucking tattoo chair. Like, I'm getting a Breaking the Addictions tattoo ribbon by an awesome tattoo artist that happens to be one of the top 15% OnlyFans. Like, what? Where did this? How'd my life get here?
Only here in Trinity.
Yeah. It's like, how did my life get to this point? I'm not. It's definitely not bashing it whatsoever. No. I fully support sex workers. It is your body. Do with it as you see fit.
We support both kinds of work boots in this house.
Hey, you know what?
Exactly.
Well, but also
both high heeled and steel toe. All right.
There's also a lot of element of horror in sex work.
Oh yeah.
I would really love to see more sex work themed horror movies.
Then you really need to watch Frankenhooker.
You're the second person to tell me that this week.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I tattooed somebody the other day that had a Frankenhooker t-shirt on, and I said, what is that?
Was it, like, tie-dyed Frankenhooker?
No, it was a black t-shirt, and it had front and back print.
Yeah.
She was from Texas, and telling me
Frankenhooker is a badass, stupid, B-rated, schlocky piece of shit. I love it horror movie.
I watched it with my 6-year-old daughter this morning, and she
I'm still
loved
judging
it.
You for that.
I blocked her eyes during the booby scenes.
So she only saw 18 minutes of the movie, like we said on the ride here.
Yeah, pretty much.
They say a line in that movie was that this crack is killing these hookers, but the super crack will do it much faster. That is a line in that movie, and I'm like, I instantly love it. If you like watching a room full of hookers explode because of super crack, and I mean individual explosions, it's definitely watch it.
I mean, I'll give it a shot.
You also see a POV of a flying leg at one point, and it's really cheesy and really cool.
Now, have y'all seen Men?
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't want to. No spoiler warnings, but I think every man in the world should have to watch Men. You're all welcome.
And I'm still getting a tattoo.
How y'all feel about body horror?
Oh, I love body horror. Oh, I fucking love body horror.
Let me tell you about pregnancy. It's 9 months of IRL body horror.
Yep. I got three kids, and no, I get it. Oh, but Chris, what about you? Like, is it the same answer as what started it all? Like Carrie?
Yes and no. I mean, I got a top like three or five. I don't necessarily try to stay with like a top like number one.
Okay.
Movie, but I definitely got a top three.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead with the top three then.
Like I mentioned before, Carrie, definitely.
Yeah, hit me with it, Bone Daddy.
I just recently watched Midsommar for the first time.
Love last that movie. Week,
and that is now officially in my top for that.
So I love Midsommar because for me, I think it's one of the most visceral representations of leaving an abusive relationship that we have on film.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I did want to talk about Midsommar because I do want to make in my mind, this is a fact, but it could be also horribly opinionated, was that scene where he cheats on his girlfriend.
Yes.
He is a rape victim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he was drugged, coerced, absolutely. I mean, and like...
But he was also a piece of shit.
No, I'm not saying he wasn't a piece of shit. He's like top 10 in like worst horror movie boyfriends.
Also, know that if we've ever dated and we're not currently dating, I would have absolutely put you in the bear suit. That's on the record. You know who you are.
I love that little like little catty smile right at the end of
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, baby, you would have burnt and I would have felt nothing.
But it's still but that's such a powerful movie. Mm-hmm. Like the scene where they're all crying together, the feelings validated, but at the same time, that is also a very terrifying scene.
Yeah.
Because I
have an unpopular opinion about that scene.
That's
weaponized femininity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my unpopular opinion is when they were all crying with her, I could not help but laugh. And the only reason is because all the screams were in sync with each other. Like, instead of it being all sporadic and random throughout, you hear different screams, different areas,
but
places.
That was the whole point, was
yes,
they were in sync
was.
With her.
But
yeah. Nobody else in the
just
film
my,
was.
The way my fucked up brain is and all my problems I have, just them being in sync.
It was very funny.
It was very funny, yeah. And my wife looked over at me and started bitching me out. So I had to explain to her.
Have you met your wife?
No.
One of those mail order situations.
I feel that, bro.
Pen pals. Yeah,
it was on Zoom. It was on Zoom.
Y'all still doing that cyber sex?
The accent is fake.
Motherfucker over there still using AIM and shit. Like AOL 6.0. Yeah.
You over there with Bang, I see you.
You would look like you'd use Google Plus instead of Facebook. I'm kidding. No, I'm not on any social media for a good fucking reason. But
hi, I unfortunately have to be, but you can like, comment, and subscribe. Thanks.
Mm. Just send me the links, and I'll put them in the descriptions.
Definitely.
All over my Instagram, I'm at Aria Tattoo. I never answer messages, because look at me. No, all my inbox is just full of howling ding-dongs. Just this morning, I had a guy who was like, I want to give you everything. I would drink your bath water just to smell you fart or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, dude, have you tried paying me?
I mean, you slip in a price there. Like, well, bath water, you get this much for this much.
Right. Do you want a gallon or a quart?
How dirty do you want it? Because that's going to depend on the price.
Look, I said I was a house cat, so it's not going to be super dirty. But I will put some shampoo in there if you like flavor.
I mean, hey there.
Oh, man. Fucking
want a little bit of mango tasting.
Y'all, pussy was never supposed to taste like mango. I don't know who told y'all that.
Peaches.
Not even.
Every vagina tastes different.
Exactly. It does. It does. But if it tastes like a nickel, get the fuck out of there. If the first lick it's metallic, just leave.
All right, well, boys, I'm going to tell you something horrific. The more meat you eat, the worse your stuff tastes. That's just a fact. Vegans taste like marzipan.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was me. Sorry, guys.
No, you're fine. So, like, I'm going to pose this next question. Do you think that in this year of 2022 that a truly feminist horror movie has a home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel, definitely. I feel like there still has yet to be, like, a 100% like true to the ideals of feminism horror movie to be made.
And now a quick word from our friends. Hey, this is DJ, the host of The Slab.
And this is Chris, I'm the co-host of The Slab.
And do you see a tattoo in your future?
I know I do.
Then we definitely need to go to Tarot Tattoo, located right here in Richmond, Indiana. 711 South 9th Street, to be exact, area code 47374. We'd like to start off by saying that we are in no way, shape, or sponsored by Tarot Tattoo.
Yeah, we are not getting any money from them at all for doing this.
This is a female-ran business, and these women are just an absolute delight to be around.
Oh, definitely.
They're funny. They're in your face. They're very forward-thinking. They're very accepting of absolutely everybody. So this is the place to go, especially just for the good vibes. Decent prices. You can definitely check out their link to their Facebook and to their website and the description of this podcast going forward.
Bobby, who is here with us a lot, actually just recently got a tattoo from there from one of the artists, and it is fucking amazing.
It absolutely looks great.
The line work is some of the cleanest line work I've seen in a while around here.
So remember, that's Tarot Tattoo in Richmond, Indiana, 47374, 711 South 9th Street. Remember to turn on G and park in the back. And we're back.
Welcome to my TED Talk.
But yeah, that was a special commercial we just released. We're going to keep that commercial going forward with all of our podcasts. And if we have to change the role due to like sponsorship reasons or whatever, I am not going to do it unless Blair gives me the okay.
You always have my permission.
Oh,
come on.
I take this very seriously. And I'm so like...
Here's the thing, though. I don't take myself seriously.
So yeah, but I take you seriously. So
that is a fatal error.
Does it look like I have much to live for?
Look, man, I'm a Looney Tunes goblin. Public school couldn't handle me.
Me either.
Oh, yeah, I remember. We went together.
Yeah, I fucking stabbed Brian Camden. I had to leave.
I forgot about that. What was that even over?
He jumped me.
Oh, well, fuck him.
Yeah, him and fucking Sean Dominguez and Nate and all them.
All the straight edge kids against the Juggalo kids?
Yeah. Like, and they would never fight me one on one. Never.
Nope.
You know what's funny about all those straight edge kids now, though?
Oh, they're all on fucking pills, meth, everything. They're all fucked up.
That triple X tattoo don't mean shit now.
Bro, and they got them all so big. Right. So big.
Okay, so I love my friend Tim Smith. I love him to death.
I know Tim.
But he has a fucking straight edge tattoo on his chest, and it's like a chest piece.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's unfortunate.
And he has alcohol and shit in his house. So I'm like,
Does he like butterflies? Because I can turn a motherfucker into a butterfly.
I was like, I'm over here like, And I had him on the podcast not long ago. And I was just like, how'd that tattoo turn out for you? He goes, shut up. That's all he said. He just looked at me and went, shut up. He goes, how's that hatchet man? I went, I'm proud.
Yeah, I got no regrets.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't have any regrets. I only have one tattoo I regret, and that's it.
I have two, but for how many tattoos I have, that's a fucking incredibly low rate.
Yeah.
The ratio's pretty good on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only been one tattoo that I went home and cried about. It was from a boss, and I really wanted that job. So if any of you fuckers want to doubt how hard I am dedicated to this, come look at my thigh. Square up.
Square up.
But it'll also be known that I weigh like a buck 20 and I won't win.
But I will fight you.
But I do.
But she will come at you like a spider monkey on meth.
I'm a little Tasmanian devil, dude.
Worse than a drop bear, I'm telling you.
It's like a honey badger.
I will take my own teeth out.
It's like a honey badger on PCP.
Don't matter about the size of the dog. Matter about the fight in the dog.
Do you know what a stoat is?
Oh, yeah. They're like a little ermine.
Yeah. You know that they will chase a rabbit until the rabbit will die of exhaustion? Yeah. That's that crackhead determination. Those little fuckers are mean.
I don't have to outrun you. I just got to keep on you.
And I want one.
This is why we keep getting monkeypox, y'all. Y'all keep bringing on animals that don't want
to
be pets.
Okay, it's me. I'm the same guy that will go, if a bear is not meant to be pet, then why does it look like
that?
Why does he look like a friend?
Yeah. What's a dog for?
Honestly, no. I see a big bear, and I'm like, look at those big, big, smooshy feet. Oh, I just want to squish
them. Come here, give you boogie. And then I see a shaved bear, and I'm like, oh, that's a fucking werewolf.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's terrifying. Like how I saw a shaved chimp once, and I'm like, no wonder they fuck our worlds up.
Now, yeah. Here's a horrific fact. Did you know that in some countries it's considered lucky to fuck an orangutan?
Isn't that how AIDS started?
No. Sponsorship's going to pull us real fucking fast.
Actually, but no, no, that is a decent conspiracy theory.
Oh, about monkeys?
Yeah, about like, that's how AIDS started. And like,
well, I mean, we didn't have chlamydia until Columbus came to America. Before then, it was only ever seen in llamas.
Yep.
So, which one of y'all stuck a little dicky in a llama?
Probably Columbus himself.
I'll pack it full.
Josh, it's weird that we were talking about
feminism and horror movies. Now we're talking about fucking zoophilia over here.
On the way to your house, DJ. Me and Josh are talking about how you can't get a blow-up doll of an animal.
Yeah, you can.
Disagree.
Can
you?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You can actually get an inflatable sheep over at Roxy's.
Yeah, okay. Totally.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them in bulls and dolphins and everything.
Huh.
That's different.
Well, it's...
everybody's got to have their thing, so no judgment.
Yeah, like, wait, there's like, no judgment, but don't do it on the real one.
I mean, dolphins are very intelligent animals. I'm not saying I'd fuck a dolphin, but there might be somebody out there that would like to.
Okay, so to be real, Josh, if a dolphin decides to fuck you, you can't really do anything about it.
Yeah, you're kind of getting fucked by that. It outweighs you, and it's bigger, and it's smarter. And usually you're in the water, so that's its natural habitat. You're fucked.
I would also like the record to state that dolphins have prehensile penises, mm-hmm. so it can absolutely drag you down like a kraken from your nightmares.
That's actually something that commonly happens.
Jokes on the dolphins. I have glutes of steel.
Dolphins rape men and women like when
they drag them
water.
Down into a cove and shit. Yeah,
exactly.
They're getting their just desserts.
Like, we're going to have babies.
No, this is what you get for putting us in tuna.
I'll never eat tuna again.
That's right.
Okay, so
feminism and horror.
Yes,
I have a good one brought up.
All right.
What is a male character that you would like to see redone by a female?
Ooh,
that is good.
A
good
question. Okay. May I start this?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the oldest forms of toxic masculinity has to be fucking Dracula. He's got the three wives, but they're really never talked about. I want to see, like, one of the three wives off that motherfucker and have the whole story about either one or all three of the wives of Dracula.
Just popping off, having their own castle?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, girls' night. I love that.
Yeah.
Blair, don't you have a theory on werewolves and females?
I absolutely do. I don't think there was ever a male werewolf.
You think it was all female?
Absolutely. Who else do you know that follows a lunar cycle...
Just
that ends
females.
In bloodlust.
Yes.
Females. Nobody else. Mm-hmm. That is 100% a feminine thing.
Oh, yeah.
Shakira even says so.
Shakira says so.
Those hips don't lie.
No, they do not lie. No. In her song, She-Wolf, she says this shit is lycanthropy, specifically. So she is truly talking about being a werewolf. It's no metaphor.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I also think that that's a follow-up to Harley Poe's That Time of the Month. I think Shakira is the she-wolf that Harley Poe is singing about. This has been a headcanon.
I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
This one's going to be weird, too. Leatherface.
Okay.
I want to
see
Leatherface be played by, instead of the same big, dumb guy that's just out for a bloodlust... Make it a woman.
I think there would be a lot interesting in there because there's so much emphasis on women to be beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That Leatherface would really explore some really...
And have an all-men death count. Kind of like a counter Leatherface.
Well,
like a bizarro world.
How would Leatherface try to beautify the mask?
Yeah. I mean, one automatic thought would be makeup, but with it being...
Well, see, and that's the thing in my mind. Leatherface has always wore the face of a woman, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except for a couple remakes where I'm like, that, fuck that, no.
Well, I mean, the first movie, you could clearly see the blush.
Right,
yeah,
right.
The blush, the lipstick, the everything. And, like, I'm like, okay, obviously, whoever plays Leatherface at that moment in time, whether it be Bubba or whatever... obviously sees themselves inside as a woman.
Right.
Therefore, trying to bring their femininity outside. I'd like to see that reversed. A woman trying to bring her...
Femininity to the surface, maybe.
Yeah. Or bring her masculine side out.
Hmm.
strictly killing men, and obviously making the, you know, face, or obviously using their face as her face.
Right.
But like, oh, yay! That looks so good. I'm all done.
Good, because it's permanent. It. No pressure.
Can't erase it.
I love it.
Oh, hell nice. Yeah.
That's what the bone saw is for over there. It's for really big mistakes.
I just thought you were like a really big fan of Spider-Man.
No, and then the eraser bone pink saw. Axe up there, that's for really, really big mistakes. That's why it's eraser pink.
That's for a femur.
Yeah. That's when you just have to throw the whole man away.
Oh, so that's why I got a divorce.
You got a dumpster out back.
Look, I've never been married. It is Miss. Thank you very much. No, I'm in a committed long-term relationship. We just don't really agree with the concept of marriage.
Kind of like Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or, you know, any of the other famous people who just have a long-time girlfriend that lives with them and all that.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Who was it that just married a baby? That was
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson and Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Just married. Yeah, yeah.
And congratulations to him for finding an 18-year-old who didn't know he sucked.
Wow.
He's going to be living.
You can at me.
Fuck it, I'm going to have a new segment to the podcast. Just like 30 seconds with Blair.
I like to talk shit, and I never check Twitter, so fight as much as you like.
So I could really see like Leatherface being played by a woman. Trying to beautify, like, oh, let me grab my Sephora real quick.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Mm-hmm. I mean. Mm-hmm.
Or, like, turning her mask and putting makeup on her mask on a man's face.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. That'd be a little bit more sadistic. And, like, absolutely, like, make her, like, without a mask on, make her deformed. Like, you know, a cleft palate and all that. You know, like, show the real. Show how she was bullied so much into snapping because of her body being
different.
Exactly. Being different. Mm-hmm. Show that. Show that pain right there that most people don't see and do not understand.
Well, also, nice.
You shut the lid on it,
nice.
Though.
Nice. Now do it again.
No. I'm on a wire, so I can't get to my.
Historically speaking, also, if you look at like tribes and different societies that would have like the seers or the oracles and stuff like that, historically, not like what you see in the movies, they're all originally women. And it is women that are disfigured in some type of way, like horrible looking face or atrophied arm, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they are the ones that everybody goes to seek help, essentially. So I do like what you said with a female Leatherface, like the disfigurement and
yeah,
all that.
I think there's a lot to be explored in the realm of horror about.
Hey guys, DJ here from The Slab. I just want to take the time and apologize to everybody out there. I didn't. Last 10 minutes of this podcast got corrupted. The file got corrupted. The audio wasn't there. And I tried, and it's my fault for using a laptop that was made during the Nixon administration. So definitely check out Tarot Tattoo over on 711 South 9th Street. They are a fantastic business. And thank you so much, Blair, for having us as guests. And I actually want to extend this apology out to Blair myself because the last bit of the audio was completely unsalvageable. So if it stops on a hard stop, I apologize. Hopefully we can do this again and maybe have a feminism and horror part two, but stick out for the next one. We're going to do the full movie breakdown and a full movie dissection of The Black Phone. See you guys.